Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm taking the readings for the Midnight Mass for Christmas. If you go to that Mass, these are the readings you will hear. The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder, Counselor, God, Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful, from David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And look what he did. Psalm 96 tells us, today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult. They shall exult before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is our King. He's our Savior. He came in the flesh to save us. The Son of God came to be with us. I know you say it's impossible. Yes, it is. Only for God, it's possible. And he did it. He loved us that much. He loved us and loves us. Please, if you've turned away from him, turn back. Please. If you've sinned greatly, please go to confession. Please turn away. God will help you, especially if you have any sin that's just often comes about. Ask God especially, help me break that habit. Help me break that thought. Brothers and sisters, he does help. He really does. You have to do your part, but God will do his part. And I want you to know that those of us who are here on this earth, this is our Savior coming. It's not, you know, in a certain way, it's not just a memorial. God comes into our hearts. He doesn't come like he did as a baby, but he does come to our hearts when we really seek him and draw near to him. Brothers and sisters, just be patient. Open your heart. Tell him everything every day and ask him to help you. When he sees that you really mean this, you'll draw closer and closer to him. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. He's my Savior, and he's yours. He wants to love us more and more and more. We look now at the reading of Paul to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. Very short. The grace of God has appeared, saving all, and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. Are you one of his followers? Are you following him closely? Are you eager to do what is good? Please, brothers and sisters, don't get so caught up in the world and its priorities that you miss what is the highest priority in our lives. We want to be a people who know our God, who know Jesus. We haven't seen him yet, but we believe him. And we ask him to deliver us from all lawlessness, that's all sin, and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good, eager to do what is good. Are you open to that in God? Are you open to God coming into your heart? Have you asked God for courage to turn away from your sin? You could give quite a gift to Jesus this Sunday. You have quite a gift to give him if you do. If not, tell him how sorry you are and that you want to, and you want to be open to his grace. You give your life to him, that he may lead you safely home. What a glorious day this is for us, sin-ridden creatures who make all kinds of mistakes and commit all kinds of sins. Your Savior will receive, if you confess those sins, he receives them and gives you a blank slate again, brand new. Please, let us really spend this Christmas doing what God wants us to do. And this gospel is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child. Can you imagine, humanly, what that would be like for us? While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes so she could hold him close to herself and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. Wouldn't you be? And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Brothers and sisters, God came to us, and he came as a baby so we would not be afraid, so we would not argue with him. We would just sit and gaze at him. He came as a baby, as a child. And you know how we are with babies. We all want to hold them. We all want to draw near to them. But your Lord and Savior came to you as a child. Do you believe him? Do you believe his word? Do you seek to follow him? Please, brothers and sisters, if you're far away or if you're lukewarm, please, this Christmas, ask God, "God, give me strength. Give me strength to turn away from unbelief to belief." You won't be shocked. You won't be hurt. You'll be drawn into the arms of the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, who loves you, who loves you. No matter where you are in your home, if you're poor, if you're alone, if you're very angry about something, if you have some other difficulty, whatever it is, he is here now for you. Draw near to him. Kneel down at the crib, wherever it might be found. Sometimes it's on the streets, and I don't suggest that you kneel on the ground then. But look at the child and remember that this innocent child grew into a man who is your Savior. Turn to him. Love him. Follow him. And he will lead you safely home to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, all waiting for us. Brothers and sisters, I just want you to know that during this Christmas season, today especially, but during the Christmas season, I will be praying for all those who listen to this program, that they might find the glory and the beauty, or that you know it, but it hasn't gone deep enough. Whatever the case may be, I pray for you that you may know him, the Lord, the King of heaven and earth, the Father of us all. And his Spirit lives within all of those of us who have been baptized. He's here. He's with you. Love him. Seek him. Just say, "Lord," even if it's to say, "Lord, I don't believe who you are. Please help me." God will do that for you. He loves you. He loves all of you. God bless you this Merry Christmas. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.